It's been 36 years since the murders of Jose and Kitty Menendez. Today, a California parole board will begin 2 days of hearings to determine whether their sons who carried out the killings, Eric and Lyle Menendez, should be set free. Steve Futterman reports from San Diego, where the brothers are incarcerated.
The frantic 911 call in August 1989 is still chilling to hear.
Who was the person that was shot?
My mom and dad.
Your mom and dad?
When they went on trial, the brothers admitted they killed their parents, but said it was in self-defense. The two were eventually found guilty and sentenced to life in prison without parole. Earlier this year, a judge resentenced them to 50 years to life. Under California law, they are now eligible for parole. Today, Eric Menendez will have his hearing. Tomorrow, it will be Lyle Menendez. One of those expected to appear before the board is first cousin Anna Maria Baralt. She supports their release.
We will not stop fighting for Eric and Lyle, for justice, and for the truth.
The most emotional testimony is likely to come from the brothers themselves. While claims of abuse may come up, Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson says it will likely not be the key factor.
What the parole board has to decide is whether they are suitable, safe for release.
The board will also hear from the L.A. County District Attorney's Office. The current D.A., Nathan Hawkman, does not believe the brothers should be set free.
The Menendez brothers engaged in a deliberate, premeditated killing of their parents.
A decision by the parole board is expected at the end of each day, but even if the board recommends release, it will still be up to California Governor Gavin Newsom, who has the right to veto any recommendation to set them free. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in San Diego.